Now go tell, and if thy tongue can speak, who tells that cut thy tongue and ravish thee?
Write down thy mind, bewray thy meaning so, and if thy stumps will let thee play the scribe.
See how with signs and tokens she can scrawl.
Go home, call for sweet water, wash thy hands.
She hath no tongue to call, nor hands to wash. And so let's leave her to her silent walks.
And for my cause, I should go hang myself.
If thou hadst hands to help thee knit the cord.
Who is this, my niece, that flies away so fast? Cousin, a word. What is your husband?
If I do dream, would all my wealth would wake me. If I do wake, some planet strike me down that I may slumber an eternal sleep. Speak, gentle niece. What stern, ungentle hands hath lopped and hewed and made thy body bare of her two branches, those sweet ornaments whose circling shadows kings have sought to sleep in, and might not gain so great a happiness as half thy love. Why dost not speak to me? Alas, a crimson river of warm blood, like to a bubbling fountain stirred with wind, doth rise and fall between thy rosed lips, coming and going with thy honey breath. Sure, some tears hath deflowered thee. And lest thou shouldst detect them, cut thy tongue. Now thou turn'st away thy face for shame, and notwithstanding all this loss of blood, as from a conduit with three issuing spouts, yet do thy cheeks look red as Titan's face, blushing to be encountered with a cloud. Shall I speak for thee? Shall I say 'tis so? That I knew thy heart, and knew the beast that I might rail at him to ease my mind. Sorrow concealed like an oven stopped doth burn the heart to cinders where it is. Fair Philomela, why, she but lost her tongue, and in a tedious sampler sowed her mind. But lovely niece, that mean is cut from thee. A crafty Arterius cousin hast thou met, and he hath cut those pretty fingers off that could have better sewed than Philomel. Oh, had the monster seen those lily hands tremble like aspen leaves upon a lute, and make the silken strings delight to kiss them, he would not then have touched them for his life. Or had he heard the heavenly harmony which that sweet tongue hath made, he would have dropped his knife and fed asleep as Cerberus at the Thracian poet's feet. Oh, come, let us go and make thy father blind, for such a sight will blind a father's eye. 1 hour's storm will drown the fragrant meads, what will whole months of tears thy father's eyes? Do not draw back, for we will mourn with thee. Could our mourning ease thy misery?